Hey, hello everyone. Welcome to Planetary Light Meditation C. We are in 17 now, and we've got two more to go. That's next month. And then we'll do something different in the new year. So I'd like to go over the overview today. So the energies are starting now. You may keep your eyes open or close them for this Planetary Light Meditation. Okay, so as we collectively move towards the Great Awakening that will be triggered by this year's winter solstice, and we highly recommend you sign up for that event December 21st. It's going to be a very big day for the planet and the galaxy, humanity and the Earth, and Cosmic Earth Initiation. Today, we will gather as one to bring forth individual and collective healing and cleansing for our four lower bodies and the atmosphere of Gaia, thereby allowing greater light and blessings to be bestowed upon the Earth and humanity. 22. We've got actually 11 number and a 22 number today, as well as a 20 number. So very powerful numerological day today. 22 is a powerful master number, and we'll use this vibration in anchoring more light and compassion onto the planet, including inner Earth. We will build upon the previous planetary light meditations, the special planetary transmission, and the Kenji Nation call that we started to do back in March to deepen, expand, and enhance our ability to manifest heaven on Earth and the new paradigm. We will journey deep within today to contact our higher self, our divine helpers, and to align to our true calling and life purpose. We will clear away the mental fog, the emotional heaviness, the uncertainties and doubts within our mental body, the stuck points in our physical body, and collapse the unconscious resistance to change and moving forward into the great unknown. Together, we will bring forth another cosmic level planetary cleansing for all those that are ready and for the elementals and nature spirits of our beloved Gaia. We will channel the essence of the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, to be present for this very deep soul experience in your body. And as always, your pets and ancestors are welcome to attend. All right, so let's settle in and breathe into the now moment. I am here, I am now, I am. Deep breath, bring all of your attention to here, to now, to your body, knowing that you are not your body. Breathing deeply, the divine light, take it to the subatomic level of the body, deep into the solar plexus. And as you exhale, simply begin to let go of resistance and unconsciousness. Align your feet chakras with the Sacred Heart of Earth 2. All right, we're going to call in your guides from the 5th to the 7th, 8th dimensions. As you completely disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, and the collective astral plane, fourth dimension. Deep breath. Activate your four pillars of light in your room. See and feel it anchoring deep into the earth as it begins to create a protective cocoon of light around your home and for all those that are in your home. We're also going to call forth your guardian angel. And those of you that are ready to either upgrade or exchange your guardian angel for the new earth energies, allow that to occur in divine right timing. We're going to call forth your soul group. We're going to ask your soul group, members of your soul group that are present on the earth plane, to connect with you in whatever magical and mysterious ways to make physical connection. That's your tribe. And we're going to call forth your celestial, interstellar, galactic council connections, be they from Arcturus, Aldebaran, Andromeda, Pleiades, Sirius B, Cassiopeia, Epsilon Boutis, Dahl Universe. Okay, together let's invoke the violet light to bring forth a very deep cleansing for your field. Opening up all your chakra points, and opening up all the power points in your body, which you have many. Allow the violet to go deep into your mental body, to bring forth clarity, your emotional body to bring forth balance, to your original 8 cells for harmony, your etheric physical body for instantaneous transformations and self-healing. Feel the overlay of Metatron's cube, also the great central sun, the power of the infinity sign, and the power of 22 and 11 and 20. Completely relaxing all the muscles in your face, your eyelid muscles, your forehead muscles, your jaw, dropping the shoulders to the floor, palms facing upwards upon your lap. Relaxing your belly muscles, relaxing the digestive system, calves, fingers and toes. Now deepen your alignment between your soul star and your earth star chakras, the space above your head and below your feet. And as you do this, feel a strengthening of your magnetic core that runs vertically adjacent to your spine. I'm going to ask the guides, the helpers, to work with your I Am to make sure that your cerebral cord is strong and intact and 100% working, functionally working. That is your divine connection to your body. Now, as you disengage from the earth, your to-do list, bring awareness through a golden arc of light into your soul star. Letting go of third, fourth dimensional realities and into the fifth, sixth, seventh, and even eighth dimensions. We're going to ask the planetary helpers to stand by. Feel that figure eight flow between your soul star and your earth star chakras. And letting go of all unconscious resistance to being here on the planet at this time. Embracing any unconscious memories that are surfacing from Atlantis and or Lemuria. Especially your last incarnation and how you made transition and what you had decided in your life review regarding this lifetime and this incarnation. As they surface, simply embrace it with the light. With complete allowance. Allow the body and the mind to let go of all energies that are not yours, especially all the energies since March of this year. Letting go of fears, uncertainties, keeping awareness in the oneness, now breathing deeply into the solar plexus, your power center. Again, letting go of any energies that are not yours, all bindings, attachments, and cords. Letting go of all hitchhikers that may have been taking your energy. In reclaiming your solar plexus chakra and your digestive system, taking full ownership of your body, deep breath, keeping the body completely relaxed while staying in the zone, moving deeper into the oneness, into that fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensional awareness. Now let's move awareness up into the heart chakra, activating your still point, activating the green disc, activating the sacred chambers of the heart. Allowing the natural energies that emanate from your heart chakra to begin to flow through your etheric body and then through your chakra system into your physical body. You have permission to release any remaining levels of sadness and grief, sorrow, shame, guilt. Especially the sense of loneliness. And the sense of separation with your tribe. Even the sense of separation with your I am. Opening up the throat chakra, allowing your thyroid and your parathyroids to move back into divine balance. And allow a clearing of any vibrational, energetic inflammation and congestion. And moving awareness up into C1, C2, the very top two vertebrae of your spine. And going deeper into the oneness at the same time. Allow your C1, C2 to adjust naturally in divine right timing. And allow any trauma to the spine, especially the top part of your spine, and the base of your skull to effortlessly clear allow the release of any trapped memories in your spine, especially C1, C2. And whatever emotions come up, simply embrace it and then allow the body to let go of it. Back to source. Giving permission for any tension and stress in the top part of your spine to simply let go. Asking your inner child to deeply receive this activation. Feel surrounded by your soul group. Feel that loving support. Going deeper into the oneness. Now bringing awareness up to the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus. And allow the pineal to activate to its next level of functioning within the vibrations of the new earth. Allow the pineal to reset, to reconfigure, to recalibrate. Now we're going to move beyond the veil and all effects of AI, artificial intelligence, that have affected your ability to stay in the oneness, in the true one reality, beyond the veil. So we're moving awareness now beyond the veil. Moving awareness out of the matrix of reincarnation. Imagine as if you are being magnetically drawn into the core of the galactic light, your I Am, Prime Creator energy. Letting go of all unconsciousness due to the veiling of many lifetimes. Moving beyond the veil of forgetfulness. Open up now to receive vibrations that will begin to clear all unconsciousness in your spinal column and in your brain. Now move awareness in the very center of the head, into the very center of the skull, your crystal palace, and maintain a focus there from the quantum. And allow all unconscious resistance and unconsciousness to begin to literally evaporate from your brain and your spinal column and your original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine, your sacrum. Allow any level of numbness, shock, and trauma to begin to magically clear from the brain and from the spine and from the original 8 cells of creation. This will include any birthing trauma, now begin to let go of the burdens that you have taken on from your ancestors and family members. And we're going to ask your pets, with the help of the Archangel Ariel, to release all trauma taken on from humans. Allow divine balancing within your limbic system in your brain. Now allow a rebalancing of your brain, the hemispheres of your brain, using the power of 22. Opening up your Akashic records. Now invoke from your Akashic records the knowing of how to navigate earth life, no matter what is happening on the planet collectively. Allow your soul purpose to expand into your next level of manifestation for this next year. Continue to allow the violet to cleanse and purify your four lower bodies. As well as the atmosphere in your home and in your neighborhood. Continue to move deeper into the oneness. As you bring your focus down gently into your spinal column. Allowing the spine to self-adjust naturally. Bring awareness down to the base of the spine, your base chakra. Letting go from the unconscious mind, ending all resistance to being here on the planet at this time, in your full glory and presence. So whatever memories come up from the past, simply embrace it. Now begin to draw up from the earth, earth two, new earth, all of the elemental forces that are co-creating with you the new earth. Allow those elemental forces to come into your body to provide health and well-being and balance. Feel your feet being energized. Drawing up from the new earth through the feet chakras into your body. The power to regenerate the body to reconstruct the body, to recalibrate and reset all functions of the body. Allow that energy to move into and through your reproductive organs and your sacral chakra. And realigning your hormones with the cycle of the moon. And the sun. Going deeper into the oneness with a consciousness. Going deeper into the essence of the galactic light. Now, bringing awareness into the feet chakras. And imagine that your feet chakras, all 12 power points within your feet are being activated. So that you, your body, can be solidly upon the earth. That you as consciousness are not of the earth. But using your physical vehicle to manifest your divine presence. Feel your feet aligning with the 12 major rays of the new earth. Now, completely release the focus on the body and bring awareness inward into that which you are, divine presence, going deeper and deeper into the light, beyond all form, moving deeper into the eighth dimension and even beyond. And let's take a few moments in physical time to meditate with Prime Source, to meditate with your divine I Am presence. Now allow that vibration of communion to be downloaded into your physical brain. Through your soul star chakra. And then into the heart. And into all chakras. All 144,000 of your chakras. Allow the cells in your body to feel this communion, this connection, as the cells begin to rearrange themselves so that all of your organs in your body are connected to the brain and to the heart, and that all of your systems are connected to the brain and the heart. Giving your organs permission to release the stress. To clear the stress. And begin to feel as if now that all aspects of your body are being activated by the power of joy. And the song of your soul. Feel your four lower bodies being infused with the song of your soul, with the power of joy, with the power of love. Continue to go deeper into the light. Now from that place of oneness, envision the atmosphere of the earth and the earth itself. And you're now connecting with the healing forces of the Christ grid, the new earth grid. And allow a union emerging, if you will, with the Christ grid, with the new earth grid. And that this grid is being overlaid upon the earth and humanity into the atmosphere of the earth. That the power of peace and love are being overlaid upon the planet. As well as within the earth. And that the power of truth is infusing into the earth, into the atmosphere of the earth. collectively ask humanity to receive the power of truth. Feel divine intervention overlaying the earth and humanity. And feel the light encircling the earth. Holding the earth and humanity in its highest vibrations that it can receive. Invoke now your power to be a clear and perfect channel for divine light and blessings and grace. And see your physical body as a clear and perfect channel now for this light to be made manifest through you into the world, into your environment, your workplace, your home life, your business, your relationships. Envision the whole earth and humanity receiving the power of the violet light in its power to cleanse and purify all levels of density. And envisioning the world becoming free of the veiling of the old grid matrix of suffering and pain and duality. Envisioning all souls free of the limitations of mind and ego. Continue to go deeper into the essence of the galactic light. Beginning to bring forth into physicality your innate ability to manage your life in divine balance and harmony. To create effortlessly your divine mission, your life purpose, your self-healing. And as a clear and perfect channel for the galactic light, allow the channeling now into all war zones in the collective astral plane of humanity. The power of truth and love, divine peace, allow a channeling to all those physical bodies that are in suffering and disconnection to feel that oneness and the joy. and allowing the earth to make its transition into the fifth dimension and above. Allowing the earth to be free of the old structures of thought, the old paradigms that are no longer working, allowing for the resurrection or the upgrade to new earth. And channeling into the earth and into humanity those vibrations that will awaken each and every heart and mind and soul and body upon the earth and within the earth and in the atmosphere of the earth. The awakening to its true nature, and let's call forth those angels of transition that help mankind, those that are choosing now to leave the planet, to make beautiful, enlightened transition into their next world. And for all those that are mistakenly grieving from loss and departure of loved ones due to the virus and or other body conditions, to channel to them divine comfort and the awareness of what truly is. And the power to awaken from the dream and the separation, to awaken from the illusion. Into that which is wholly true. Into the awareness and understanding that all is forgiven, that all is in union with God itself. Let us now channel the power of Prime Source into the very core of the earth. And see that light going to all nations, all countries, all peoples and animals and elementals and nature spirits. Now give to self, give to your body this vibration that you are channeling. Give it to oneself. And as we begin to return to the earth and your physical body and home or wherever you are physically, hold that divine connection. And as you descend back into so-called denser vibrations, holding that state of oneness. And settle into your fifth dimensional awareness in your physical body. Center with your body, allowing the immune system to activate to its highest potential, ongoing, Now, bring into the heart center someone that you are wishing to have healing with. Invite them, their I am, their soul, into your spiritual heart center. Stay in the present moment and allowing the healing of any and all discord and miscommunication. Allow the reconnection of heart to heart and soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Allow the resolve of all past life, so-called karma. And allow God's grace to heal any remaining levels of mistrust, anger, confusion. Pain. Allow that relationship to be restored to its highest levels in divine right timing. And now let that person go. Let go of all expectations. Staying in the now moment. Now feel the space around you. Feel your vertical connection between your soul star and your earth star. And for the rest of today, and into this evening and in the dream time, allow the dissolution or dissolving of all fears and resistance to being here. And make a commitment to stay on purpose. Feel the bottoms of your feet. And after the conclusion of this physical activation, you may want to write in your journal that which is coming to you regarding insights and realizations and creativity. And give yourself full permission to express on the earth plane that which you are. In divine balance. Allow your divine masculine and feminine to reemerge into divine alignment and balance. Coming back awake, alert, alive, focused, and grounded, centered, calm, peaceful, joyful. Feeling that energy we call peace moving through your nervous system. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Those of you that wish to stay in the zone, you may take a short nap at the conclusion of this physical activation. Remember to drink water. And always be grounded and centered while driving. And as you are called today to communicate with someone that you have been wanting to communicate with, please do so. Know that the integration of this activation can be very gentle and loving, without the need for a healing crisis or the need to process. Enjoy eating your meals today. Food will taste really yummy. Blessings to your pets, your kids and your parents, wherever they are. Choose to move into joy and to make every day a joyful experience, no matter what is happening upon the planet. Go lightly. Walk lightly upon the planet. Cast no shadows upon the ground. Until next time, many blessings from Asheville in the galactic core. Remember the peace. And all is forgiven. Blessings.